The 2018 Winter Olympics will be so cold that organizers are giving out heating pads and blankets. By Mahita Gajanan. As South Korea gears up for the 2018 Winter Olympics, organizers of the event are concerned about the cold weather on its way to Pyeongchang. While the previous two Winter Olympics drew complaints for being too warm, this year's Olympic Games may set a record for being the coldest since the 1994 Olympics in Lillehammer, Norway. This year's Olympic events will be held in venues across several locations in northeastern South Korea, including the mountainous region of Pyeongchang, the coastal area of Gwangyang, and the town of Jeogenseon. But Olympic organizers are particularly worried about the opening ceremony, which will kick off the Olympic Games on February 9th in Pyeongchang. Located at a higher latitude than the other Olympic venue sites, Pyeongchang draws cold so severe that six people who attended a concert in the city's Olympic Stadium last month reported getting hypothermia, according to the Associated Press. About 35,000 spectators are expected to fill the same stadium for the Olympic opening ceremony, AP reports, where the wind chill is predicted to be about 7 degrees Fahrenheit. Here's what you need to know about how cold it will be during the Winter Olympics. And the first question is, how cold will it be in Pyeongchang? Temperatures in Pyeongchang, one of the coldest regions in South Korea and where the Olympics opening ceremony will be held, could hover around 7 degrees Fahrenheit with the wind chill. At nearly a half mile above sea level, Pyeongchang is also known for biting winds that come in from the Manchurian Plain and Siberia, according to the Associated Press. The only thing foreigners can do is the same thing locals do, bundle up, Nam Sun Woo, a fishmonger from the area, told the AP. Not many outsiders understand how cold it gets here. It's not like where they're from. This kind of cold is completely different. Why will the Olympic opening ceremony stadium be so cold? The $58 million Pyeongchang Olympic Stadium, where the Olympic opening and closing ceremonies will take place, was built without a roof as part of time-saving measures and does not have central heating because it's too expensive, Reuters reports, citing an internal document from the Olympic Organizing Committee. The Winter Olympics will use the main stadium only for opening and closing ceremonies, and none of the competitive events will take place there. How are the Olympic organizers trying to keep spectators warm? Olympic organizers have come up with several ways to try to keep people in the Pyeongchang Olympic Stadium warm. Each spectator will receive heating pads, a blanket, and a raincoat, according to the AP. Although there won't be central heating, officials plan to put up polycarbonate walls along the highest points of the stadium to block winds and provide portable gas heaters between rows. People can also buy hot drinks and food in the stadium. Will it be the coldest Olympics ever? The temperatures predicted to hit Pyeongchang in February are lower than temperatures recorded during the 1994 Lillehammer Games in Norway, which has the record for the coldest Olympics thus far at negative 11 degrees Celsius, or about 12 degrees Fahrenheit, Reuters reports. It's possible that the 2018 Winter Olympics could set a new record, but it's not the first recent Winter Olympics to have weather issues. The 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver and the 2014 Games in Sochi became famous for not being cold enough during their respective Games. Temperatures were above freezing during the competitions, causing snow to melt. In Vancouver, organizers blanketed empty ski slopes with bales of straw obscured by a mixture of artificial and real snow. Organizers in Sochi had to store snow away in order to have enough for the games. How will athletes keep warm? Team USA athletes will be fitted in special uniforms to stay warm during the Olympic opening ceremony. Polo Ralph Lauren, the official outfitter for the 2018 teams, will provide heated parkas that get power from a separate battery pack. The rest of the very American-themed uniforms will consist of blue jeans, brown mountain boots with red laces, navy bandanas, suede gloves, and beanie hats.